today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about peaceful mind in the month of Ramadan.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Monday, is the 23rd of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 29 to 32.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن.
Whoever is within the heavens and earth asks him. Every day he is bringing about a matter.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ.
We will attend to you, O prominent beings.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
Invocation may be expressed through verbal or non-verbal language. Man is in need of God Almighty at all times, whether he invokes him to meet his demands or he fails to do likewise. The point is that Allah Almighty is not in the process of creation at all times, and each and every day he plans something new. And he's meeting the demands of the needy, and those who invoke him to meet their needs is likewise. One day, Allah bestows might upon some people, and the other day, He ruins them, owing to their disobedience and committing sins. Take care of your soul. Dear friends, Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is a time for us to grow closer to Allah, to reflect, to worship, and to nourish our souls. While we refrain from eating and drinking during daylight hours, it's important to remember why we are doing so and how we can use the month to achieve the ultimate purpose of Ramadan, to attain taqwa. What is taqwa? God consciousness. Our daily lives are very busy and we are connected to one device or another most of the time. If we aren't using our laptops, we are on our phones or watching television, it's important, especially in Ramadan, to create spaces that are calm and quiet to allow you to reflect and reconnect to Allah, the Almighty. This doesn't mean you need a total digital detox, but perhaps consider taking just 10 minutes every day to sit alone in a quiet space to reflect. It may feel strange at first, but guide your thoughts towards your relationship with Allah, your purpose in life, and how you could improve.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-sa'in. Psychological tranquility in the month of, in the light of the month Ramadan. As we know, the month Ramadan is the month especially designated and especially designed for being attentive to religious duties and religious obligations. Throughout the month of Ramadan, we find that pious people observe it and try to, to do or to consider, to observe all the rites and rituals of this month as best as possible. The least condition is abstaining from eating and drinking in daytime. Right from the time of Azan or the, at dawn, up to the sunset, in the beginning of night. Now we find that in this connection, throughout these hours, which may differ throughout the year, because in winter, the daytime is shorter, but in summer, daytime is, longer, of course. We find that throughout the month Ramadan days, and also nights, we find that many people come to consider performing and discharging their religious duties. And this gives them a sense of tranquility, a sense of psychological balance. And since many jobs that are permissible in other time of the year, in other seasons throughout the year, some such jobs like, for example, eating and drinking, which are permitted, throughout the year, they are forbidden, strictly forbidden, in daytime, in the month Ramadan. We find that people come to accept this kind of duty and to observe it. Through observing this kind of duty, people come to adjust themselves to the prevailing situation, which isn't going to last a very long time. Rather, its duration lasts for only 1 month. However, we find that some people, due to some problems of industrialization and socialization, or for example, psychological problems and so on, some people come to receive stresses or different types of psychological stress. Because of this, we find that all of these stresses seem to mitigate in the month of Ramadan. And since they are lowered in the month of Ramadan, people experience psychological tranquility in this month. And this is one of the benefits of the month of Ramadan, not only for individuals, but for the whole community. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan,
Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Find tranquility this Ramadan. Don't forget dua. One of the most critical things to have during Ramadan is a dua list. This can be one sketched on paper, typed on your phone, or just embedded in your memory. Repeating the same duas after prayers and throughout the day is a good practice and encourages remembrance of the power of Allah and the mercy of this month. The second way to find tranquility during this Ramadan is cutting out the distractions. Checking your phone, update social media, watching television. These are all things that distract us on a daily basis. While you might not be able to cut these out completely, cutting down on unnecessary acts will help you focus on what is important. Instead of updating your status, make dua. Instead of listening to music or news, recite dhikr. Instead of watching your favorite show, read the Holy Quran. Take advantage of this holy time and its abundant blessings. We're speaking about peace and tranquility during the month of Ramadan. This is today's special, IRIB English Radio. And now the continuation of it. As this is a time for introspection, the month of Ramadan is a time for achieving spiritual balance and inner peace. Personal hostility is at the minimum and the crime rates have been known to significantly decrease. Muslims take advice from the Prophet who said, if one slanders you and aggresses against you, say, I'm fasting. Muslims practice generosity by being charitable, family bonding by gathering around the iftar table, spirituality by praying, and self-control by practicing good manners. All these habits build a feeling of peace, tranquility, and self-satisfaction. In addition to fasting, reciting the Holy Quran also reserves to produce tranquility of heart and mind, promotes forgiveness and tolerance, and also improves the memory.
The month of Ramadan is a month of ibadah, the month of worship, the month of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our whole lives, 11 months, we don't have that strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very few people build that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invest in that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, set an hour and a half to recite some dua. When you wake up for the suhoor, to eat, to take a bite, to give your body strength, also recite a dua. Also recite some Quran during those moments. Because just as your body needs the strength and needs the nutrition, your soul is also hungry. How many of us feed our souls? We live in a society that tells us just come and give your desires, your materialistic desires, give them whatever it wants. Feed your stomach, feed your desires, feed your eyes, feed your ears, give your body everything it needs. How often do we have a sustenance for the soul, a sustenance for the heart, a sustenance for the nafs? Our souls are dying. Our souls are starving. And the only thing that will strengthen our souls is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. It is only through the remembrance of Allah that our hearts will be at peace.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن